First of all, I'm not going to be in this kind of situation because, but if I was, but why are you necessarily getting close to your boyfriend's friends?
That's the thing. I don't think she's getting close to them. It's just that they come to their house to watch ball. Hi guys, welcome to Love and Lust in Lagos podcast. I'm your host, Palumi, and we're off season right now, but we have standalone episodes for you guys to, you know, still spill some tea and talk about the chaotic, exciting dating scene in Lagos. And I have one of my favorite people with me here as a guest today, a returning guest, the one, the only, Azomta.
Hi guys, thank you for having me again. Love these chairs.
What? Love these chairs. But I'm glad you're here. I love your feet. Your red is redding. Your locks are locking. You're giving it to us.
It's giving. That's how it's supposed to be, you know?
Period.
Soft skill lifestyle.
Love it. So are you ready for this episode? So things are a little bit different this time because we asked you guys to send us relationship dilemmas and we'll try and give you advice. Remember, the vibe is as chaotic as it's sweet. So the advice might not be the best, but we're just going to give you the best advice that we can give you literally. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's get it.
Are you ready? Do you think you'll be able to, like, be the love doctor that you need you to be today? Ha. Channel your inner.
I don't know, but I'll try. Let's see how it goes.
I trust you. Okay, we've got this. So I'm going to read out the first dilemma. And of course, I'm going to keep you anonymous, guys. So my own problem is that my boyfriend's guys are the worst and he can't see it. I hate the way they talk about the women they are sleeping with and even their exes. They make comments about their bodies and literally call them names like Ashewo. I don't eavesdrop on their convos, oh, before you ask how I know this. But they come over to our house to watch Chelsea play sometimes and their gists irritate the fuck out of me. My boyfriend stays quiet and shuts down their rubbish when they start to say these things, so I'm not worried about him. But you know what they say, birds of the same feather flock together. What if he starts doing it too? Am I crazy for wanting him to make new friends? That's our first dilemma.
This one is deep, because it's friends.
It's deep. And me, I'll tell you for a fact. Sorry to break it to you, babe. Your boyfriend probably speaks and says the type of things that they say. I'm sorry.
Obviously, when she's not there. Maybe when she's there, he's only shutting them up because, my baby's around. So
exactly.
Can't be having this kind of discussion.
Because if this, why are you even having friends that are like body shaming women or calling women a show anyhow?
You get
that's a red flag.
In this time and age?
That's a big red flag. Weird. What would you do if you were in this situation?
If I was in this situation, first of all, I'm not going to be in this kind of situation because, but if I was, but let me say what I want to say. Because why are you necessarily getting close to your boyfriend's friends?
That's the thing. I don't think she's getting close to them. It's just that they come to their house to watch football. Yeah. So maybe when they're gisting before the match or after
shouting,
the match.
That kind of thing.
So she hears these things.
To be honest, yeah. I think you should just talk to your boyfriend about it.
Well, yeah.
Because, first of all, if you're not comfortable, I don't think anybody should be comfortable with stuff like that, first of
all.
Because,
bro,
it doesn't even make any sense. Like, your own...
Zero.
Like, because the person is... His friends are literally body-shaming other women, which means that if... Yeah, your boyfriend should break up. The same shit that they will say
about
you.
A topic for conversation. Like, literally. Nobody should allow that type of BS. Even if it was me and I had female friends that were constantly, like, talking trash about guys, I probably wouldn't be around you.
Yes.
If that makes sense. It doesn't even have to do with gender.
Mm-hmm. Because it seems like they're constantly speaking trash about women.
Yeah.
So, you should also even know where your boyfriend actually stands with situations like this, with discussions like this.
Yeah.
What is his opinion? What does he think about things like this? Before you now go and say that, oh, babe, your friends are talking this, blah, blah, and tell you, oh, babe, it's just bants.
Exactly. Like, that's foolish bants. That's any bant that is,
like,
condescending towards women. Your boyfriend should not even be sitting down there.
Yes, because...
You get,
that,
like...
That makes no sense. So you have to know his stand. What does he think about things like
this
personally?
Mm-hmm.
Like, without the influence of his friends' discussions. What does he think about it? Why are you body-shaming a woman?
Yeah.
Someone that you slept with.
It's very irritating. This thing is annoying me so much. And I think that when you're talking to him, aside telling him that you're uncomfortable with what his friends are saying and the fact that he's friends with them, because I'm sorry, if it was me, I would tell you that I don't like the fact that these are your friends.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't speak well of you in the first place. Mm-hmm. But I'd also say ask your boyfriend some questions so that you know the type of boyfriend that you have. Yes. Because if it's a thing where before your relationship, you don't really know where he stands in terms of like the way he perceives women and stuff like that. Not that one day you guys will fight. You go and call you a shell and say, oh, were you not the one that was doing this?
And you say it to your face. So.
And they'll be referencing your whole face and be making you feel like,
that doesn't make any sense. You should talk to him about it, Tabek.
Please have the conversation and then make the right decision for yourself. That's all I'm going to say. Because love is blind at the end of the day. But
because it's these little things, it's the little things that will grow into something very big. And yep. Like, oh, I did not know, because you were ignoring red flag.
That's the thing. So please, that's all we have to say about that.
Literally.
Now on to our second dilemma. Oh, this one's from a guy. Okay, let me just read out. I'm in love with my childhood bestie and I don't know how to tell her. I've always crushed on her over the years, but I didn't tell her so I won't scare her or ruin the bond we have. Every time she has a boyfriend, I find a way to convince her to break up with the person or do something myself to spoil it. But she has been dating this new guy for a while now. And I'm hearing her say things like, he's the one, he's my husband. Almost she's in love. What should I do?
Wow.
Okay.
See, what I'll say is that take your L and go.
Like, move on.
It's already too late. You had all the time in the world to tell her. Like, you should have even told her during our last heartbreak. Oh God, I'm here for you, don't worry. Like, shoot your shot there. But now she has a man.
Husband to be safe, because from what she's seeing, she's seeing him as a husband word. Material.
I feel like you should just take your L and go, but still be a supportive friend. Like, that's all that matters. Still be a supportive friend. Don't say, oh, because I have to leave, or you have someone else, there's no more room for me, and stuff like that. Especially if she's a very good friend to you.
Yeah.
I feel like you should still be a supportive friend.
He's saying that she's his best friend. And I think for me, why this is even much more, like, I don't want to say worse or a little bit tricky, is he said that he has been spoiling her relationships in the past.
That's a bad thing.
Or convincing the girl to break up. So, yeah, do you know that you're low-key damaging your best friend emotionally?
Yes.
You're causing a heartbreak because you're hoping that the heartbreak will lead to her opening her eyes to see you differently.
When you should have just said how you felt.
Yeah, and I hate it. Do you know, there are a lot of people that, like, this thing is a problem where they like their friends or they like somebody, they won't say something.
Yeah.
And then when the person gets you somebody, you're suffering in silence.
That was performing a stalker.
I'm sorry.
Do you know, I actually watched something like this. Like, the guy's best friend faked, like, these Tinder apps where you can find. So she faked a profile.
That's catfishing. So she catfished the friend.
You catfish your best friend?
Listen.
I don't become toxic, Sha.
In this life, at some point, you'll be rejected by somebody that you like. Mm-hmm. No, it's not everybody that goes through it. To be fair, there are people that everybody that they've liked, they've been able
like
to
them,
do.
But
there are some people that are just lucky that way. But you need to realize that there are some L's in this life that you just have to take and leave. Because this one now, I feel like it's even too late. Because now she's saying that she's seeing this person as her husband. If you break them up, do you want her to be depressed?
You can't even turn her to something else.
Exactly.
Don't go and break them up.
I don't think you should break them up.
Or she will not become a very nasty person.
Bro,
those things actually affect people. So I don't think if she's so in love, I don't think you should tamper with the relationship.
Yeah, just leave it alone. And like, honestly, if it's for your own good, if the person was my friend, I'll tell him, distance yourself from this babe for a while.
Yeah.
Like, and go and fix, like, you. Like, your emotions. Like, not fix, but, like, go and, like, get through your emotions. Find somebody else.
I would have said that you should actually tell her how you felt before you distance yourself.
But what's he going to do?
The thing is that, what if... what if she actually has feelings for him too? You're not put her in a confused situation. And that's not the kind of thing that you want to do.
Or what if she's even saying all this, oh, he's my husband, like stuff, just to trigger him so that maybe he'll finally say something. That's it's another true. Angle. She might know.
But everything still.
I know. Oh, but it's tricky. This one is tricky.
Really tricky. Because if you scatter the relationship, you just turn your best friend into something else.
Yeah.
You might not get what you want at the end of the day. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
If you scatter the relationship.
Or maybe what you can do is you can even joke. You can just like, one day when you guys are gisting, just joke and just be like, oh. Not joke, but like just tell her that, oh, you even had a crush now. Yeah, if you like
I
that.
I thought that was when I was going to marry you. Now you found
it. And if you see that reaction is going left, I'm just laugh it up like, ah, I was just joking, though.
Like, someone cannot play with you again.
You get. But yeah, at the end of the day, if there's no like, if there's no road there, I'm just move on.
Yes.
Like, just move on. Look for somebody else and live your best life. Yeah.
Please.
Have you ever liked somebody, but you couldn't tell them your friend, like, your circle of friends?
No.
Same, actually.
I don't even want to be in that situation. But me, if I was in that situation, I'll say it. I'll tell you that I like you. And if you say no, I carry my L and leave. Because really not that deep. But I know that for sure, the kind of person I am, that friendship will be dense. Like... It won't be the same that it was before.
Yeah.
For me to tell you I like you and you're not saying no, I'll be very sad.
Very as well. Because I don't think have I ever liked somebody in my circle of friends? I don't think so. No. I mean, I've crushed on people and then the crush died and then later on maybe I became friends with the person. But like, I've not actively liked any of my friends. And even if I did, I will not tell them I'm sorry. If I see, because what I'll do is I'll just be gauging the situation to see if they find me attractive or if you get. But if I see that I'm their guy, I'm their bro, I'm their special friend, I will just deal with my emotions on my own and just take my L and just find another person to be like.
Actually, it's going to be very painful. Because that's like killing a friendship and killing a potential relationship.
You'll not be able to just see that person or talk to them again. You'll not just be seeing their Instagram posts or their TikTok.
With the love or their snap. Life.
And just be like, oh, this person was my friend. I actually now feel for this guy. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
honestly,
so
I feel
sad.
For you. But I just don't like the fact.
Friend.
Yeah, but I just don't like the fact that it was breaking up our relationship.
No, that's manipulative and toxic, please.
No.
We don't do that over here.
Yeah, we don't. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's the advice that we can give you.
The Lord is your strength.
Yeah, exactly.
Way out. Sure, don't spoil our relationship.
Please, just be there for your friend or take your L.
And put yourself in the guy's shoes as well.
She like the boyfriend?
Yes. Like, what if he actually really loves the girl?
Almost. The some, when you like somebody, you're not thinking of the other person the person is with. It's a competition. Why would I be thinking of the composition?
Oh, God. It's true, Sha, but still.
Even though upon still. But yeah. Yeah, guys. That was fun.
Very interesting.
You guys need to send us more dilemmas. We're going to be addressing 2 dilemmas per episode because, like I said, this is a standalone episode for the Love and Lost in Lagos podcast. So... follow us at Chats and Banter on Instagram and then send your dilemmas to our DMs and we'll be there waiting. We'll address them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
See you next time.
That's it, guys.
On these comfortable chairs.
It's like there's something about these chairs that like you're obsessed with. Go there, Yemi. I don't understand.
I think I should take this video to my house.
You might as well.
Bye.
Thank you. But yeah, guys, like, share, comment, subscribe, all the good stuff. Catch you next time. Bye.